It's putting on a facade. In today's society, Christians should be different, but we're not. We put on a facade, which is an appearance, an outer appearance, to cover up the reality of what's going on. Going behind that scene of what is really taking place, but we put on that outer appearance to the outer world. You can't see what's going on behind me. I'm gonna dress it up, make it look nice in front of you, and appear that nothing is happening, nothing is going wrong. We laugh at reality, and people can pretend and disguise themselves as whatever they want to show the world of, this is who I am. But behind the scenes, that is not who they are. But the reality is, we do this in our spiritual lives. For example, time and time again, we come in, we see our sister in Christ, smile on her face, praising hallelujah. But we don't know that she's on the near of a divorce, going through depression, having anxiety issues, trying to figure out how to pay bills for the lifestyle she's trying to maintain. And we always say, good morning, hallelujah. And we don't know, it's because us today, we have a hard time trusting one another. We are so afraid of giving it out because we don't know what our brother and sister is going to say when they take it in. Would they look at me different? Would they talk about me when I walk by? I just got to keep up this outer appearance. And that outer appearance comes to be a script day by day. Let me make it up. Let me come before my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Everything's good. Family's good. But when I'm going home, I'm taking medication for depression. My husband isn't there. I'm struggling and trying to figure out how to make ends meet. But let me just get up, fix my script, and say good morning. Hallelujah. Day by day, we put on this script, this facade, and it's exhausting. It's tiring. But instead of seeking what we know, we worry about the outer appearance. How would it look? And again, this is something we can turn to. There is a man that can fix all things, but we don't even think. We worry about what would people think. How would I look to the outside world? But God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says in 1 Samuel 16 and 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't make decisions the way we do. People judge out of outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the person's thoughts and intentions. Day by day, when we try to organize that script and try to appear to be someone we're not, time and time again, God is saying, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on you because I can see everything. I know your thoughts and intentions behind why are you putting on this script. But instead, don't worry about no one else. If you come to me, I'll fix your atmosphere. If you come to me, I'll fix that crooked line. But again, we're thinking in human flesh. I'll take care of it. I'll come back to you when the storm is more heavier than what I can bear. But why do we continue to carry on that burden when we don't have to? There is someone that can help. But time and time again, we carry the load, carrying the load, carrying the load when there's somebody that can help. But no, I'm gonna put that script together one more day because I think I can work it out. I got it under control. But we're still carrying the load, carrying it. God's done shown us stuff. He done put things in front of us and said, I can fix it. Just come to me. But no, God, I can do it. I could carry it one more day. I'm carrying it. It's heavy, but I'm carrying it. The outer appearance, nobody can see through it. Nobody can see it. I'm fine. I do it. So I'm going to just carry the load. Just carry the load. And at night, we're crying out, why? Why am I in this situation? Why am I going through these things? But he is saying, and he's putting right things right in front of our doorstep, like here, come to me. He's putting people in our lives, giving us a word. Someone come and hug you and give you another word. But again, no, God, I can fix it. I'll do it. My facade ain't fading away yet. My outer appearance, I got it. I'm okay. But why? But why? Time and time again, we're in situations when the Lord said, I'm ready to work it out for you. But we say, no, I have it under control. I have it in order. But he comes to us and say, you sure? Are you positive? Because I have it right here. Come to me. It's right here. But no, God. I got it. Everything's going to work it out. Are you sure? My script is not wearing out yet. I got it all together. Everybody thinks what I want them to think. So I'm fine. But he is saying, are you sure? It only takes a few seconds to come to me. Worship with me. Seek me just for those few seconds. But no, God, I'm okay. I think I got it together. Are you sure? Us as Christians today, turn on God like we turn on a tea kettle. Oh, I need my tea right now. I'll turn it on. Oh, I don't need it no more. I'll turn it off. But this is a new season, saints. And God doesn't have time to be turned on just for that pick-me-up and turned off when we're feeling we're all together. But God is calling some people that your facade is wearing out. The script is getting a little unorganized now. It's getting a little dead. Why don't you just leave it on burning for a little while? And we spend time together. Because I've shown you in the past what I can do. I've shown you in the present of what I can do. In order for me to show you the future, I need that time. I need those saints that just don't remember as a memory that I've been there from the beginning. I'm going to tap into that memory when you were sick and I brought you through. I'm going to tap into that memory when you couldn't pay the bills and it was a way. I'm going to tap into that way when your kids were out of control and I lined it up. I'm going to tap into that memory when you were in an accident and you walked out with no scratches. But why? God, I can handle it. He is saying this. That memory can become a reality. And I'm going to be there. But I'm not going to be there the same time I was. But I need you to tap in now to me. Take off that facade now for me. Because I'm there. I'm your friend, your comforter, your healer, your deliverer, and your sustainer. But I need that for you to come to me. Day after day, we wonder why things don't work out the same. And we wonder, Father God, I followed what you wanted me to do. And I prayed to you. But why didn't it work out the same? I'm taking away my facade like you told me. My script, I didn't present it as if I did. So why is it still the same? Because I didn't have all of you. He is saying, you took off a little bit of the facade, but you're still on it. He is saying, you still presented a script, but it was a little bit different. I don't need 25%. I need 100%. And that's why that blessing is coming. But until you come for me, come for me. Seek me. I will bless you. Today we beat ourselves up. We worry and we complain. And we're exhausted. I'm just exhausted saying it. And the Lord is saying, I have everything together for you. But I need that work. I need you to labor for me. Seeking is just a little bit. I need that labor because it comes together. But we have our own agenda. And we put this down. We might come in it twice a month, go to Bible study once every 6 months. And we say, well, God, you know, I did okay this year. And we're up here praying at New Year's Eve service, saying, God, I only put on my facade a little bit. The script I didn't use that much. And I seeked you enough. I attended what I needed to attend. My checklist is all set. And he's saying, are you sure? Because the God that we serve is no fool. And he knows everything. And we're trying to put on this appearance for the world that it's not giving us back nothing but, oh, hallelujah, you're okay. They're doing awesome because of the outer appearance. But in the inside, we're dying. In the inside, we're sick. In the inside, we want to just jump off the cliff because we're tired. We're beat down. And we don't know the direction to go. But God, I did okay. Well, you have to convince yourself that you did okay. There's a problem. There's a problem. But there's only one solution. It's not reading the word twice a week, going to Bible study for half an hour and leaving. It's laboring, seeking, worshiping a God that can do the impossible. A God that can fix all situations in a second. But he's not looking for those to have one foot in and one foot out. He's looking for those that through everything, I'm here both feet. I'm ready to do your will. I'm ready to seek you. I'm ready to worship you. Lord, you might put me in a position in church that I'm afraid to do because of the reaction I want to get from others. But you know what, God, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm here. Teach me what I need to learn. Teach me and use me. But we're good talkers. That was a great speech. But when I leave here, I have my Saturday night mentality. I just left my Sunday face. And God is saying, why? Why do you go in this revolving door? You said a great speech. You told me everything I want you to do. But you dropped the ball again. And you're packing on that load again. You're putting on the burdens again. You're placing that facade back again. And the script is back again. The Lord wants more. Every year we make our New Year's resolutions and say, I'm going to be seeking God more. I'm going to be praying more. I'm not going to just be a church goer. I'm going to be attending. Because there's a difference. The Lord wants to do more in us. But it takes us being willing to be open. Not just receiving what he has, accepting what he wants to do. And it was so funny. I was talking to Pastor this past week. And I said, Lord, Pastor, I done changed this message 5 times. Maybe it's not meant for me to come up here. Maybe I won't want to put myself in a position. I'll just stay where I am. Because we get complacent. And we say, and we talk a big game. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But don't want to move. The opportunity is given, but we're taking it halfway. I'll take it, but, you know, I'll stay where I'm at, but let me just take a little bit. That is a problem. But there's only one solution. It's not putting on a facade. It's not forming a script day by day by day. It's Jesus. The one in the midnight hour when we just want to give up. He said, I'm going to fix everything. But just let me be used by you. He says, you're just the clay, and we're the potter. He's the potter, excuse me. And he wants to mold you into his image. But we have to be willing and allowing God to come in. Because that facade gets tiring to put on. The script gets tiring to keep saying. And the Lord says on today and on this morning, if you come to me, I have that solution. If that person that is suffering from depression or anxiety issues, I have that medication. If that marriage is not where it should be, I can be your counselor. It's those children getting bullied or issues or self-esteem. I can provide the guidance. But it starts with full acceptance and coming to Jesus. Full acceptance that, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to come to you despite, and just come to you. I'm not going to worry about how my bills are going to get paid. I'm not going to worry about my situation. I'm going to just come to you. And he's looking for that, saints. He's looking for those saints that's tired of putting on that facade, that's tired of calling him when they feel like it, that's tired of saying, hallelujah, praise God, and trying to fix it behind the scenes. He said, bring it to the altar. Bring it to me, and I'll work it out. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. But he's looking for them saints that want to leave everything behind. Trust in me. Have faith in me. But will we? Will we say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus? Difference between hearing and listening. Will we take it on? Will we take God on and say, God, I'm going to come to you. Despite my situation, I'm going to cast all my cares on you. Just all of them. Not 25%. Not 50%. Not even 75%. I'm giving it to you. Because I'm tired of presenting as I'm someone else. When God, I don't know if I can do it the next day. I'm tired. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not seeking like the way I should be. And I'm not worshiping like I should. It's because I'm afraid that someone else will seek in and see me as if I am. And we negotiate with God. We negotiate with God as if this is a debate. God is saying, I'm the only way. The only way. But until you come to me, come to me, the road is going to be rough. Your situation is going to get harder, not easier. And even if it gets easier, something else is going to happen that's worse. On today, saints, God wants to do new things. Pastor talked about a few weeks ago, change. Are we open to change? Do we want to be on that bus for change? But no, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. Assess and see what the other saints did on the bus for change. I'll still put on my facade and work it out my way. Then something happens. And now we're coming to Jesus. The facade is coming off. God help me. I'm sorry. I know I did the script and the facade. Lord, please forgive me. I have cancer. I'm dying, God. Help me. And he says, of course, I'm going to help. But where were you when I needed you to seek me, exalting me, worshiping me? God loves us. He wants to bless us. But we all have jobs to do. We all have a purpose. And we forget when we're putting on that facade about that purpose. We forget that God still holds us at what he created us for. And he wants us to live out our purpose. He wants us to leave behind a legacy that we've fulfilled and did what we were supposed to do, as feeding the poor and helping the homeless and those in need, and not just walking by them and putting on that facade that we're better than those. If on today, saints, if you're tired, beat down, exhausted, and think you want to try a man named Jesus, because you thought about how tiring it's been to get dressed and drive in a car and say, okay, I said this to them yesterday, but let me try to present this appearance to them today. He can change all of that. But if you want a change, if you want someone that is going to be there and straighten it out, he is saying, come to me today. If you're just tired of the burdens, carrying them on, carrying the issues, carrying it day by day, and time again just walking by the answer, he's saying, I'm here today. He's saying, I can fix any issue, any problem, but you have to come to me. Stop coming and attend church with me. Stop saying what you're going to do and do it. If you are one of those that is just living a different life behind the scenes, The Lord is saying, come to me today. He is saying it's because I won't judge you. I see it. I'm just waiting on you to come to me. I'm waiting on you to let me fix it. Don't worry about everyone else's reaction. Because when you come to me, everything else will line up. Every issue will be fixed. And don't just hold on to me for just that second. He wants those Christians that is going to stay in for the long haul, that's going to reel through despite the issue. He wants those to come to him. If you feel that you're not all the way in it, and you need to be persuaded, then he's saying, maybe you should wait a little bit. But I want those Christians that don't need to be persuaded, don't need a commercial, don't need a slogan, but want me to fix the situation, wants me to fix the issue, wants me to handle the problem, wants me to step in when man ain't gonna step in, wants me to line it up when no man is going to do it, wants me to take it on because they can't, wants me to say, I got it, I'm gonna handle it, because you're never gonna leave me nor forsake you, because Jesus, that wonder that he is. But will we hold on to it? Will we take that pledge and do it? I know right now we're contemplating. Is this something I want? Is this for me? I'm living proof of what God can do. A month ago, I lost my father. And he was diagnosed with cancer in 2013. And the family knew in 2018. So time and time again, he put on this facade that we think everything is okay. I'm okay. I'm good. Because he didn't want his family to take on that burden. He didn't want his family to worry and see his sickness and not him. But the Lord allowed us to not to think about that and think about that time we have now, and gave him to us for that last 2 weeks. And he accepted Christ. Because he was tired of putting on that facade. God took him in right away and said, I need you to sit down because everything is coming off. You're not going to take off that facade, but I'm going to take it off. And he did. And on his deathbed, when we as family had to put him in comfort care, he is saying, I love God. God showed me so much, and for years I've been running. I've been putting on this facade, Mika, and I've been sick all this time. And he's many times come up in my dreams or just showed me many things and say, I can take care of it. Just come to me. And he said, I had my own agenda. And now he slowed me down to show that I am God and you need me. You're always going to need me. And so I say that to say, saints, we don't want God to grab our attention. We don't want God to pull us by the coattails. We don't want God to get our attention. He's saying today, I can change the situation. Take off the facade with me. Come to me. Let's work through that situation. Let's take off that burden. All it is coming to him. And it starts here. And it continues. But it takes seeking him. Because in a day, things is not going to be changed. But he is telling you, this is the start. This is where it starts. But we have to work with him to try to finish. So on today, if there's one that is tired of putting on that facade, is tired of carrying that burden, is tired of presenting this outer appearance that is not even you, the Lord says, come to me. I'll fix everything. I won't tell your business. I won't talk about you. I want to fix it with